This is Bob Inyar, America's favorite, most popular anti-choice talk show host. No, not really. Bob is not here, but he will be here very soon. In fact, he's probably coming down Wardrobe right now. Hello, this is Cheryl, and I'm starting the show for Bob, and I have my mom, Mrs.
Hi, this is Connie here. I can't believe we're doing this show. But, in fact, you're Mrs. Bob Inyar, right?
That's right. And I don't know how many times he's asked me, you should do the show with me. And I say, well, I don't know that I could do a show, but I'm sitting here doing
it now. Well, 2-3 minutes ago, they said Bob is on in traffic and there's nothing. We have to do it. So
right.
Stephen, her son, has to babysit 3 little ones upstairs. I hope the kids are doing okay, Nathaniel.
They're doing well. In fact, yeah. I thought, forget about Bob being late. I'm going to be late coming here. I was trying to change a diaper.
Sat down a second. Yeah. But I have to tell you, these children are so good. I don't mind having them, taking them out shopping. Not just one, but 3 of them. What are they? 5?
3 and almost 2.
Almost 2.
Yeah.
They're just so well behaved. Little Dominic, he'll be 2 in May. And I say, Dominic, now hold Grandma's hand. He just does everything you say.
Oh, I'm so glad.
He's just wonderful.
Yeah. Good. Well?
Well, I got to tell you one thing. Nathaniel and I, the other night, we watched Video Fruitcake. It was hilarious. It was if you want to sit down and really have fun and really do real big belly laughs for an hour and a half, I said, that is the best video. In fact, I think I'm spending a lot of your profits, Cheryl.
Oh.
Because I sent quite a few out
profits?
To fam. Yeah, right? They don't have profits. We're just happy to get along by the skin of our teeth. But I'm just, as far as me being here, I moved here May 28th. And I have not just had one small doubt of moving here. It's just been so rewarding. And just being with this family.
I tell you that every day. Yeah, I was going to say that's the absolute truth because every day she says, I don't have any regret. And and she works so hard for us. It's unbelievable, you know, just hours. Answers phones, ships products.
Oh, don't mention the phone. We got so many calls. It was horrendous. I mean, most of the people are wonderful. There's this one fellow that calls. And he's probably listening in, and I really feel bad for him that he has to devote his whole life to harassing us, calling Bob Inyar a bloodthirsty coward. If anything, he is not a coward.
No.
Right?
That's right.
Oh, I mean, and he calls the Denver Bible Church the Church of Satan. You don't know what we have to hear on this end.
Oh, no.
But,
yeah. Well, thank you very much for answering those phones, and you know, you have to listen to that, and that's real sad.
Well, yesterday it was the worst. it got to me. Oh. I was shattered. But Nathaniel said, "Graham, just hang up." But sometimes you don't know if it's someone that's trying to get to you, and so you don't want to not answer the calls. But
no,
you know. I had to do it. I had to let them ring.
Right.
So in case you called and no one answered, please call us back at 1-800-8-ENYART. ENYART. Give us a call. We'll like to answer some questions.
You can answer that phone. Yeah.
Okay. We have to. Hopefully Bob is on his way. And if anything, we do know that he's going to be listening to us.
Yes. I wondered that. I wondered if he would have the radio on and thinking, oh, what are they doing to my show? But we're trying. And
well, but, Cheryl, what's a day here at the Inyart's home?
Oh, it's very busy. We do have a lot of phone calls, not the kind that you were just talking about.
Oh, yeah,
but just,
no.
You know, a lot of calls. It's very busy. And then with the 3 little ones, you know, they're very busy. And, you know, they run around and they're real happy.
Then we have Stephen and Nathaniel.
Right, right.
15 and 17.
Right. They're
all
great. Very good kids. We love them all very much. And we're happy to have them. But, yeah, this household is pretty busy. And we just get through it every day. So
I see we have a caller. And this is exciting. Okay, David. It's you're talking to Mrs. Bob Vanyart, Cheryl, and Bob's mom, Connie. Go ahead, David.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, David.
Hi.
Well, actually, I was expecting to talk to Bob originally, about an hour ago.
Yes.
But maybe you'd actually be a better person to talk to about this than him.
Well, okay. Well,
and,
give it a shot.
I'd like to get your opinion. My mom isn't involved, and I'm in my mid-40s, and I have a mother that's about 67 years old, and my mother and my dad are separated because they have an unequally yoked marriage.
Right.
Just to be real blunt about it, my mom's saved, but my dad is out there running around cheating on her and
How old is he?
About 68.
Oh.
He's about 67.
Oh, okay.
67.
All right.
Yeah, he's up there, and anyway, he's running around doing all these things, and they're still legally married, but he's running around doing all these things, and
do they still live in the same house?
No, they don't. My mother moved out.
Okay,
they're still legally married.
All right,
and because it's an unequally yoked marriage, and my mom just thinks she's just going to keep being nice and try to win him back and all those kind of things. And she just keeps getting all this advice that,
if she's real nice,
that she's going to win him back and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, well, there's a
you
very...
You know what, and I keep saying to my mom, I think you're trying to be nicer than God on some of these things.
Oh, there's a very good book out by James Dobson. It's called Love Must Be Tough, and that is a very good book. And if she read that, she would see that being nice makes him... You know, when he's doing all that, it kind of makes him disrespect her and not even want to get back. She needs to, if she really was, interested in getting him back, I would think that she needs to.
He's heard the gospel, but he's more of an atheist than anything else. And he does what has nothing to do with salvation. And no matter how much you try to talk to him, he's heard the gospel from about.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about the gospel. I'm just talking about, you don't be a doormat and think that that's being nice. You know, that's...
Well, see, that's what she's been. She's been a doormat.
You know what, David? It's a good thing that we're not living in, 100 years from ago, because adultery, this man, if found guilty, he would be put to death.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, just put to death. Now, it's not criminal. I mean, it's not even shameful.
Yeah,
it's not shameful at all.
Yeah, well, I would think if she started to just basically put up an air of like, I'm not going to accept this, I'm not going to put up with it, that would actually draw him closer to her, I think.
Well, in this particular case, let's pretend you're wrong. That I'm not sure that will even work.
Yeah, it might not.
In fact, he's actually told her. He says, "I want a divorce. He wants out of it."
Okay, David, hang on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Listener-supported radio right here. Hey, Cheryl, is this listener-supported or what?
Yeah, it is.
That's it. That's the way. We don't have a stash of millions of dollars to fund the show, but thanks to our friends out there and the audience, that's how we've been on for all these years. It's been really neat. And I was stuck in traffic. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
And so now, are we in the show or in a commercial? We're in a commercial break. Our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. That's the number to call in to talk on the show or to subscribe perhaps to our monthly Bible study album once a month. You could get the Bible study album. Honey, how much is that?
It's $34.95 a month.
$34.95 plus shipping and handling?
No, that's
that includes it?
Yes.
So that's better than just calling in once in a while and getting an album. You save $5.50 in shipping and handling.
Right.
Just sign up for once a month. And if you call, or you could do this online at kgov.com, kgov.com. We've got a fabulous store. In fact, boy, that store is professional, huh?
Yeah. It looks really great.
How did it get that way? we've got a professional out in Connecticut, a software engineer who's volunteered the work to create our store from scratch after a hacker took down our server some months ago.
Right.
And the store is just gorgeous. The materials, their explanations next to almost everything, exactly what it is if you want it, the best way to purchase things for less money. So you could go to the store at kgov.com or listen to the show archived there, or just call us 800-8-NYARD. All right, honey, now we have one more minute. One more minute. Honey, this is our internet break. Well, tell me, Cheryl, what do people order the most? Because you process everything.
The most ordered item is the plot.
The plot?
That is the most, yes,
the
by
plot
far.
Manuscript.
The plot manuscript.
And that's a literature, unpublished manuscript, overview of the Bible.
Correct.
330 pages.
All right.
Okay. When was that written? Do you remember when that was being written?
Some years ago. Was it 6 or 7 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. Weren't we like in Italy on the train and I was working on writing the plot?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and
here and there, everywhere.
For years, everywhere we went, writing the plot. And now the plot has kept us on the air for years.
Yeah.
Wow. That worked out really well. Hey, if you haven't read it, check it out. So, Cheryl, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, honey. I haven't seen you on the air.
Welcome home.
Thank you. I was stuck in traffic. It was pretty horrendous.
Yeah. We were rooting for you to get here.
Yeah. Well, we got here. I listen to KLT, 50,000 watts, 670 AM in Denver, our flagship station. And you and Mom, you guys came in great.
Oh, good.
So, Mom's out now in the engineering room. And should we continue with the calls?
Yeah, it's David, and should I tell you what he wanted
to
know?
Yeah, remind me. I heard most of it, but then I was coming into the house.
Well, his parents are about 67, 68 years old, and they're still legally married, but they don't live together. Hmm. And his father, he runs around a bit, and his mother,
shame.
yeah, it's real sad.
So his father's very selfish and doesn't care if he's hurting his own wife of all these years.
Right. But the mom, she wants to be nice and she wants to win him back by being nice.
Oh. And quite often people want to win the spouse back.
Right.
Because they don't have them. And then for those who succeed, then quite often within a few months, they don't want him anymore.
Right. Right.
But anyway, so she wants to win him back. And so now this is David. Hello, David.
Yes, Bob.
Hi.
Yeah, your wife actually described it pretty well, except right. she's being polite when she says he runs around a little bit. He's runs around quite a bit. And in fact, right now he's over in Vietnam checking out a girlfriend that's younger than I am.
Yeah, so he's selfish, and, immoral.
He's just completely disrespectful, mm-hmm. you know, and my mom is this nice, kind, loving, sweet person.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've tried talking to her and saying, you know, you've got to quit being so nice and kind about these things.
You described your mom in real nice terms, but another way we could say it, it's a little harsh, but she's being a doormat and letting him walk.
I told her that.
What's that?
I told her that she's being a doormat.
Yeah, letting him walk all over her and still treating him kindly. And it's this Christian nicer-than-God mentality that's ruined people and even ruined folks like your dad, because the more your mom treats him nicely, the more he will despise her. And so whatever influence she could have had on him has long been spoiled and wasted.
Well, you know, I think she's listening tonight, and I told her to listen, and I said, I'm going to try to get on the air. I said to her, I want you to listen because I just want you to hear this from Bob. I said, Bob is one smart guy.
Ah, well, you know what?
I said to her, I said to my mom, you don't want to get in a debate with him. I said, if you do, I said, the best you're going to do is get a draw.
I always win the debates.
Yeah, Cheryl always wins the debates in our house, David. But, you know, behind every good talk show host, there's a good woman. And Cheryl.
I can understand that.
Yeah, Cheryl and my mother, in fact, Connie. They were right on talking about, you know, how despicable, and when someone is being so despicable and you're just, and they're, well, cheating on a spouse is a perfect example, and you're just nice to them.
She can't get past the emotional thing that she's put in so much of her life into this guy.
Right. That's what I was going to ask, if mm-hmm. she still feels like she wants to be married to him.
Well, she obviously...
She's this nice, loving, forgiving person, but I keep telling her, you know, he's not interested in salvation. He's not interested one bit in going to church. In fact, at best, he's an agnostic.
And, you know,
he's an atheist. He doesn't even care.
David, Jesus said in Luke 17:3 that if someone sins against you, rebuke him. Rebuke him. And then if he repents, forgive him. Mm-hmm. If he repents, forgive him. And so when you're forgiving people who have not repented, you give them a false impression of what God is like. Because God is not as nice as your mom is being. God is going to send your dad to hell unless he repents. And your dad looks at your mom and thinks, well, this Christianity stuff is a joke because you could spit on them and they just smile back. And there's not a lot of self-respect there. But not only that, you don't even have to repent because whatever you do, they forgive you and they love you. And God is going to send people like that to hell. He's not going to. Yeah.
I actually told my mom that. I said, Mom, he's heard the gospel. I said, you know what? This is God's responsibility, not yours. Mm-hmm. I told her that. I said, he's heard the gospel from I don't know how many people, and he knows, the message of salvation. He must have heard it from 20 different people. I said, if he wants to live this kind of life.
David, is your mom financially dependent upon him?
I would say that's yes and no. The family has got money. But it's not like, she's paycheck to paycheck or anything.
Right. And does he contact her off? I mean, he's in another country right now. Does he call her or does he just stop by whenever? Oh.
No, I mean, but they do see each other, but when he's not out of the country. But I just can't get her to get past this idea that, if he really is, I think... It's like casting the seeds on the ground.
Right.
I think he's about to, like, throwing seeds on concrete.
Well, Remember that Jesus said, don't cast your pearls before swine?
Right.
Now, that was Jesus talking, and I know that your mom has respect for the Lord and loves him. But what we have done as Christians is we've taken all certain kinds of statements that Jesus made, and we only go by them. And all the more harsh things he said, we ignore them.
I told her the same thing. I said, you're selectively reading the scripture.
Yeah, when
you're
Jesus said
all the Ephesian stuff, and about the fruits of the Spirit, love and kindness. And I said, you don't look at all the other stuff.
Right. When Jesus said, wipe the dust off your feet. In other words, you go to people and you try to reach them. And they just are mocking you and mocking God. Jesus said, wipe the dirt off your feet. When you leave their home, wipe the dirt off and say, I don't even want your dirt with me as I go down the street.
The only thing is, one thing I would like to add, though, she might not be trying to stay married because of, her Christian principles. She might just be afraid of being by herself, which
exactly
sounds like
she told me that. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so she's by herself now anyway, so she might as well just get rid of him because he doesn't sound like...
Number of people have said, I think you just, a lot of people don't understand things have been separated for 5 years. Why don't you just get divorced?
Right.
Just get a lawyer and get it over with, right.
And David, if she has any questions about what the Bible says about that, we have a video, and I'm not trying to sell you one. We'll give it to her for free.
Oh, I know you, Bob. You wouldn't do that. You're not like that. I know that.
We'll give it to her for free, but it's called Divorce and Remarriage. And in that video, we deal with all the verses in the Bible on divorce and remarriage, not just the common ones. And the verses we read, so many Christians have told us they had never heard that God said all these things about divorce and remarriage. It's in there. It's in the Bible, and it's fascinating. So
I think she just cannot get past this idea that she thinks, if I'm just nice enough and kind enough and all this other kind of stuff. And I told her, I even told her about the one your wife recommended by Dr. Dobson.
Yeah, love must be tough. I heard that, honey. Very good choice.
And she went to like one attorney and he said, I've seen a lot of this stuff. She says, the chance of him ever getting his life turned around and being nice, she says, it's about, she says, and Teresa says, it's like one in 1,000.
Well, does she? How nice? How nice was Jesus? And people rejected him. And so maybe some people think they could be nicer. You could be so nice, you could overcome someone else's sin. But it doesn't work that way. Paul says, let your love be without hypocrisy. Hate evil. And if unbelievers don't see us firmly rebuking and condemning their wickedness, they're going to have a perverted view of God. They're not going to fear God. And most of them will end up going to hell with our influence. David, I want to thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much for taking the call, Bob.
You're
and
welcome.
Cheryl, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, and we'll pray for your mom, too.
Yeah.
And now, Cheryl.
Yes.
That was a call on marriage.
Right.
The next call is on the war in Iraq.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you handle this, all right, honey? All right, let's go. In Goshen, Indiana, Galen, you're on with Cheryl Enyart.
Okay, on the war in Iraq, right here in Elkhart County, which is next to, when you were in South Bend, this is the next county east.
Okay.
Today, three high schools had a demonstration at the courthouse in Goshen against
the war?
The war.
Yeah, that's not surprising, right?
And you speak out about public schools. One was Concord, one was Goshen, and then one was Bethany Christian. And this, it's not surprising for the public schools, but one that's supposed to be a Christian school.
Yeah, right.
And this is thing now.
Well, it seems though that that all the people that showed up for the peace protest and all, when they would do interviews with those people, a lot of these people didn't even know anything about what was going on. They didn't know that Saddam had gassed his own people, or he murdered his son-in-law, or I don't have to tell you, but these people that want peace, they don't even know what he's doing.
Right.
Well, this is what I'm saying,
and the Christian school, Galen, the Christian school, Christians have been taught to be nicer than God, and if you're nicer than God, you're not going to go to war. God is a God of war, but if you're nicer than God, then you'll reject the God of war, and you worship your own God of comfort and tolerance and diversity and peace.
Well, I belong to Church of the Brethren, which is
Pacifist
called
Church.
The Historic Peace Church.
It's a pacifist church, and that's a sin. Hey, Galen, it's a sin to be a pacifist. It's a sin.
But still, in my ancestry, first ones come here long before the Revolutionary War ever come along.
Yeah.
For religious freedom.
Yeah.
And they've fought in the Revolutionary War and every war this country has had since to uphold this right.
Well,
we're supposed to be fast.
And we're thankful to them for doing that, because otherwise we'd be eating out of rice bowls and all eating tofu.
But
we have freedom.
Maybe.
We have freedom and we have religious freedom, thanks to people who shed their blood to pay for that freedom. And those who are pacifist and those who are against, these liberals are against war. Regardless, they're mocking the people who bought them their freedom, and even Jesus Christ, who shed his blood to buy us freedom. I want to thank you, Galen. Now, Cheryl, we're coming up to the news, bottom of the hour. Could you hang on? Do you have anything to do tonight?
Sure.
You can do it? All right. Cheryl, a caller just said you made the ultimate sacrifice coming on the air.
He's right.
That was so nice. That was really nice. In 12 years of doing the show, we do about 250 shows a year. That's 3,000 we've done. How many have I been late to? I don't think
zero?
Any. Just tonight, right? I can't remember ever being late.
No.
But 3,000 shows, if it was 12 years ago, maybe I forget. But I think this was the first. But I had nothing to worry about. The studio called me, said, Bob, where are you? I said, I'm on C-470 in a traffic jam. You know, there was a car, some poor woman, just her car got totaled. Somebody in a pickup hit her. She must have been stopped in traffic. And this guy must have hit her full speed.
Oh.
Her car looked like an accordion,
oh,
but the front looked okay. But the whole back was just smashed. And so hopefully she was okay and he was okay. I saw people out exchanging their information and the police were there.
Right.
But it was quite a traffic jam.
Well, we're glad you got here.
Thank you, honey. You guys did a great job.
We don't know how long we could have went on.
Oh, you could have done the whole show. Just start talking about Zachary and Michael and Dominic.
Right.
Right?
All right.
We'll have to do that when we get back on the show. I'm going to ask you about the kids, how they're doing.
Okay.
And we'll take calls at 1-800-836-9278. And that number, you'd both call in on the show. And you go to the website, well, or you could call and order materials, 1-800-836-9278. And of our materials, let's see, Cheryl, you said the plot was the best seller?
I think so, yes.
What's that? What are some of the more popular things after that?
Mount Moriah is real popular.
The Mount Moriah video.
And some of the audio albums.
Audio albums?
You know, the plot series, whether it's the Bible Overview or the tree.
Yeah.
I think the tree probably
is. The tree is the second most popular album.
Yes.
That is such a fun album.
Yeah.
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yeah, and Mount Moriah is on the evidence for the resurrection. We have a money-back guarantee, right?
That's correct.
You do our books.
Yes.
Been doing them for 5 years or more?
That's correct.
Do you get a lot of people asking for their money back?
I can only remember one.
Really? In 5 years?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We're going to go back on the air. Our son Stephen is goofing off over there. Look at this. So a caller, Cheryl, told us that Bethany Christian School is a Mennonite church.
Yeah, aren't they? They're known for being pacifists, aren't they?
Yeah, right. So they're pacifists. And they're sinning for it, and they're dishonoring God and profaning his name. God said, do not profane me by keeping – do you remember that? Do not profane me by keeping people alive.
That should be killed.
Yeah, right. Do not profane me by keeping people alive who should be killed. God said that. And so they're profaning people. They're profaning God by not executing people. Okay. So, Cheryl.
Yes.
What would you and my mother have done the whole show if I didn't get back here?
Well, we probably would have talked about Zachary and Michael.
Zachary and Michael and Dominic.
And Stephen and Nathaniel.
And Anthony and Josiah.
Right.
We have our kids are in two categories. The older ones and the little ones.
Right, right.
The toddlers.
Yeah.
And the toddlers, Zachary, Michael, and Dominic, 5, 3, and 1. What does Zachary do these days?
Well, Zachary, we're doing homeschool with him, and he does his phonics and reading and his math, mm-hmm. and he likes his stories. We have little science stories and stuff. And he's starting to learn how to read. He still sounds out every single syllable almost, but he's starting to
put words and sentences together.
Right, right.
So he has little storybooks, nice color storybooks.
Yeah, and he's real thrilled when he gets to advance to the next book.
He wants to go to the next level and read the next story.
Right.
He just loves those stories.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and so he knows how the letters sound.
Oh, yeah, he's real good. And he just gets his B's and D's mixed up, which is not a big deal. Probably
no.
A lot of kids do that.
Right. And so he's doing phonics.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's getting his foundation.
Right.
And then how about math?
Well, he's doing subtraction now, but we've only got up to fours. So,
okay. So he's doing subtraction from fours.
Yeah, well, yeah, addition.
That's
and
cool.
Subtraction from fours.
Addition he does.
Oh, yeah.
And his numbers.
Right.
All right. And then you said a little science?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the God with the creation, and mm-hmm. they stick science in there. It's really cute.
Oh, that's so neat. He's 5 years old. And then how about on the computer? Does he what's the curriculum that you use for all that?
It's Christian Liberty Academy curriculum. It's their kindergarten curriculum. Only,
class.
Yeah.
1-800-READ-121 is their phone number.
Yeah. Yeah, but as far as the computer, now he's like an expert on the computer.
He is an expert.
He does Reader Rabbit, and there was like Rev Up for reading and writing and stuff like that. And he loves those games. And they're just – he does other games too, but those are his
– He goes to Lego.com on the internet.
Yeah, Michael says, let's go play Lego.com. I say, you have real Legos. You don't have to play Lego.com.
Yeah, but they love it for some
they
reason.
They say Lego.com.
And so the – let's see. The curriculum is from Christian Liberty Academy.
Right.
And, in fact, the founder of that was one of our friends who just died a year ago.
Paul Lindstrom.
Yeah, Dr. Paul Lindstrom. He was a strong pro-life activist Christian, Operation Rescue, homeschooler, real hero guy.
Yeah.
And so we miss him, but we'll see him again in heaven. So that's Zachary's deal. That's his day.
Right.
And then Michael, he's three. What does Michael do?
Well, Michael thinks he does homeschool.
He does.
He has a couple little books that, you know, you can connect the dots and stuff. So, and he colors and he says, I want to do my homeschool.
Yeah.
So that's his homeschool.
This morning he was up in the loft saying, it's not possible.
Right. He's cracking me up.
What is he talking about?
He doesn't even know what possible. I guess he does.
It's not possible. Little three-year-old.
Yeah.
Let's take a call. Who do we have, Cheryl?
John.
In Aurora, Colorado. John, you're on with Cheryl Enyart.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
John from Aurora.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Doing real well. My wife, Cheryl Enyart, is on with us.
Yep. Yep. I want to talk about a movie that I saw on Saturday.
Yeah.
You heard of the movie Chicago?
Yes, I have heard of it.
Yeah, there was a bunch of blaspheming of God and everything like that. There was one part where Richard Gere said he was defending these women and stuff like that who had murdered. You know, they were showgirls and stuff. And he said, if Jesus was alive and he was in Chicago today, things would have turned out differently if he would have paid me $5,000.
Oh, that's but, you know, we know that Hollywood blasphemes God. That's despicable.
Oh, yeah.
So, John, what made you decide to go see Chicago?
Oh, my mom recommended it. And I kind of really got upset after I saw it. After I was ready to get up, like after 25 or 30 minutes after I heard that comment and get up. But
I remember going to see a play in Broadway. This is 25 years ago. And it was called Torch Song Trilogy. And I'm sitting down in the theater and I notice I'm there with a friend of mine. We're looking around. I said, look at this guy behind us. It's a woman, but it looks like he has a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
And then he says, look at the people in front of us. Those women, they don't look like women either. They have Adam's apples.
Ooh.
And so we got this feeling that we're surrounded by transvestites and transsexuals. And the Broadway play starts. And a Broadway play, even back then, was, what, $60 a ticket or so? And the play starts, and it's a total homosexual, gross-out play on Broadway. We had no idea.
Yeah.
We just got tickets and went to see. And so we walked
25.
Out. We walked out almost immediately. And Harvey Fine – is that the guy's name? I don't want to give the wrong name.
I don't know.
I think that was the name of the guy who played in it. But all right. So, John, thanks for warning the audience not to see a movie they wouldn't have seen anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I do appreciate that, Tal. Thanks for calling.
Bye, John.
God bless. Well, hey, and you're going to have to rebuke your mother.
I know I am.
All right. Thank you, John, for your call. That's Cheryl, the people who call tonight, they all have to rebuke their mothers.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So only call in if your mother is getting in trouble. So, all right, honey. So Michael, he's 3 years old, and we're biased toward our kids.
Oh, absolutely.
So our opinion doesn't really count. I ask other people, I say, is Michael cute? Or I'm biased. I have no idea. He might be ugly. Would you tell me if my son is ugly?
Oh.
And they say, he's the cutest kid.
Yeah.
They're so much fun, these kids.
Yeah, they are.
The older ones are more like aliens, I would say. They start out cute, and they turn into aliens. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
We have seven boys.
Well, Nathaniel, right before the show started, he knows I'm so nervous, and he's looking at me laughing, like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
I say, don't you do that.
See?
Stop it.
Like an alien.
Yeah.
And then Dominic, he's one. Now, you say he's almost two, but I can't keep track of all these kids.
Yeah.
I like it that they're 1, 3, 5, 15, 17, 19, 21.
Right.
It's so easy.
The odd numbers.
And then they start hitting their birthdays, and they all go like dominoes.
Right.
And then they're going to be 2, 4, 6, 16, 18, 20, 22.
Wow. That's
I like
good.
That.
Yeah.
It makes it easy. We did it that way on purpose. Right? To simplify things. But Dominic, he doesn't do homeschooling. He's only one.
No, he likes to ride around. He has this little train that he rides around all the time.
He loves.
And he goes fast.
He flies on that train. In fact, it's a train. It's like a, what would you call it? A Tyco or play
yeah,
school?
Yeah, something like that. You know, it's a little plastic thing. You can hook another piece onto it.
And it's a nice quality because he could sit on it or lay on it.
Right.
And scoot all over the kitchen in the,
right.
in the front entryway.
Right.
And thanks to my wife who had the wisdom of putting hardwood floors in. Right?
Yeah, that's my wisdom.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Dominic is able to just fly all over the house.
Yeah, he does fly too.
Yeah. And he puts the second car on. He makes sure it's connected.
Right.
And while he's going fast, he looks back to see if it's still there.
Make sure it's still on.
He's funny. All right, honey, what city is this next call in?
From Watkins, Colorado.
All right, Leslie, speak your mind.
Hi, guys.
Hello,
Hi, Leslie.
How are you doing?
Good,
hey,
thanks.
I recognize this voice.
Do you?
This voice is associated with Colorado Right to Life in my mind.
Yes, that's true.
All right.
Pretty good.
Leslie Hanks, how are you, Leslie?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a provocative question for you.
Go ahead.
Have you guys seen on the internet the last couple of days?
Now, is this about your mother?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, go ahead.
My dear departed mother.
Oh, no.
Actually, have you seen the story about, it's been on the internet the last couple of days, that somebody talked Saddam Hussein's mother out of aborting him?
Now,
I've never heard of that.
No, I haven't seen it, but I would bet
that it's not
$10,000 that it's not true.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks pretty true, but you know how the internet can be.
I know how the internet could be, and I would bet $10,000 it's not true. But
wow.
Tell us more about the story.
Well, I just wanted your comment about being so pro-life as we are. How would you interpret that? I mean, I guess we'd have to look at it as though he is a...
Well, you don't, for one, you don't kill a baby.
Right. We know that. We know that. But I mean,
right.
It's just so...
But then for two, you know the ancient pagan Greek philosophers like Aristotle and Plato?
Right.
They had a very fatalistic view of life.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that... Well, if a baby is going to grow up to hate God or to cheat on his wife or to rape and murder people, well, then there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
That's what's going to happen. And that's a very anti-Christian, fatalist view of the world. Saddam didn't have to do this. We'll be right back. All right, now we're hoping that Leslie hangs on through this break so we can finish up talking about Saddam Hussein. Honey, you could take the rest. What do you say about Saddam Hussein? What do you call him?
I call him a homicidal maniac.
Oh, yeah. Why did when Bush was talking about, was it Bush talking about
Bush,
Saddam?
Yeah, it was his speech.
And I thought he had listened to you or talked to you.
He
because
said he's homicidal.
He's a homicidal.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
I thought you had influenced him.
Hmm.
But he didn't say that, but that would have been fun. So we'll go back to Leslie, talk about Saddam and abortion. Leave it to Leslie to connect those two issues. Leslie,
<She's>
congratulations. That's pretty good. And then in Westminster, Colorado, we'll get to Donna next. And Donna, I've never had a caller wanting to talk about this topic. Look what it says. The topic is
me?
Cheryl. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Okay. So, Cheryl, you know, when we go back on the air, we should mention, I want to ask you on the air, not only on the internet at KGov, since you process all the orders, how many people ask for their money back?
Oh.
I'll ask you that on the air so people
okay.
listening in Radioland
right.
could hear the answer. And so Yeah, that 30-day money-back guarantee, that's been a breeze for us.
Yeah, yeah. We've only had to do it once.
Right?
Right.
Imagine if you were like the Clintons in your Whitewater investment opportunities and if you gave money-back guarantees.
Right. They don't do that. Right?
No. Or if you were like Martha Stewart recommending Inclone stock in a money-back guarantee.
Right.
That would really hurt them, but it hasn't hurt us any, and that's – that's so encouraging. It really is encouraging. Wow. I remember that one guy wanted his money back, that atheist in Denver. He's a friend of Doug McBurney's show.
He
emails Doug all the time. He's an atheist, and he ordered the plot.
Oh, okay. That's another one, yeah.
And he wanted his money back.
Hmm.
Is that – are you?
No, this, I remember this from several years ago. It was
all right.
Somebody from Tulsa, I think.
So that's two.
Yeah, two.
That's two people. So the atheist, he's still an atheist, unfortunately. But the plot wasn't written to be an apologetic. It's not written for unbelievers. It's written to teach Christians some of the finer points of Bible study.
Right.
And so I don't know if he read it, but he's still an atheist as far as I heard. So, all right, honey, you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to go back on the
We're
air.
Not.
All right. Here we go. All right, and back to Watkins, Colorado. Leslie, Cheryl, and I are here in the studio. And so, yeah, because even Saddam could have turned out differently, and even now he could repent. When there's life, there's hope.
That's true.
But very unlikely that he will. And most likely, he'll be meeting Muhammad sooner than he thinks. So anyway... Yeah.
Hey,
do you Leslie, do you remember, you know, I like talking about the pagan Greeks because they were evil and they went by human philosophy and not divine revelation. But they had this play called Oedipus Rex,
okay,
where a prophecy was given by the Oracle of Delphi,
right,
that this baby born to the king and queen would grow up to kill his father and commit incest with his mother.
Okay.
That was the oracle. The prophecy.
Uh-huh.
And so they decided they couldn't let that happen. So they took their most trusted servant and had him take the baby out to the hills and kill the baby.
Oh, dear.
And so what he did, he went out to the hills and there was a caravan of travelers from a far country. And he thought, why kill the baby? I'll just sell the baby. And he sold the baby to this caravan. They went to a far country where the baby was raised in the family of the king and the queen. And he came back when he was an adult, and he was traveling, and out in the wilderness, he met a hunting party, which had the king, his own real father. In the hunting party, they didn't know each other. They got in a fight, and he killed his father.
Ah.
And then he went into that faraway land, which now his mother was the widowed queen, and he was, of course, educated and wealthy and suave and all, and he got to know her, and he married the queen.
Oh.
And so the oracle at Delphi, his prophecy came true. Unavoidable, fatalist view of the future, that's paganism. That's paganism.
Okay.
But God cries out for men to repent and to turn away from their sin and to love and trust him. So... So I reject Plato and Aristotle, and I go with the Judeo-Christian Bible.
Of course. Well, and you know, this story about Hussein, whether it's true or not, kind of reminded me that there's a group out that has claimed to do all sorts of statistical analysis that crime has really declined because of abortion.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I remember those studies. Right.
Anyway, I just knew you'd have some interesting analysis for us.
Leslie,
so
thank you for
your time.
Thank you for calling. God
See you,
bless
Leslie.
You.
God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, honey, this call. Now, wait, before we take the next call.
Yes.
You're the one who processes all the orders.
Right.
For how many years?
Five, six
years.
Yeah.
So every videotape, every audio tape, 50,000 tapes, the literature, everything that goes out, you've processed. And if somebody wants their money back, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee on everything, you have to do it.
Right, right.
How many of those a week do you get that they want their money back?
I've only done one.
You've
that
done
I remember.
One right. that you remember?
Right. From somebody in Tulsa.
Somebody in Tulsa? How long ago?
Years ago.
Let's look up that guy. Who is that
guy? It was
guy?
A girl. I remember.
Oh. Yeah. All right. And then I can't beat her up.
Okay.
We're
going
to have to send you her.
All right.
And then I think Doug McBurney's show, Weekly Worldview, he has an atheist in Denver who ordered the plot a year ago or so, and he wanted his money back.
Yeah, I didn't
an
know
atheist.
About that. Yeah.
I think I gave him the money back or something.
Yeah.
I think I wrote the check or sent cash or
right.
something. I forget. But anyway, so we finally got him his money back. He was emailing, angry that he didn't get it instantly.
Oh.
But anyway, so you don't get a lot of people ask for the money back.
No, just the opposite. They say they're so happy.
And imagine if, like, Bill Clinton offered money back guarantee on their Whitewater investments. Right? Now, that'd be difficult for him.
Yeah.
But on our materials here on the Bible, people seem to like them, and we're so thankful to the Lord. And, okay, now in Westminster, Colorado, Donna, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello,
Hi, Donna.
Donna.
How are you guys?
We're doing well, but we can't hardly hear you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll talk up loud. I just wanted to say that last week, Bob, you were given so much recognition and deservedly so, but I can't go without giving Cheryl her due recognition.
Oh, thanks, Donna.
It's the glue that keeps you this whole thing together.
Oh. You are not kidding.
Oh.
When I met Cheryl, where was I living? I wasn't even, was I in a trailer? Was I in a Volkswagen? I was in a basement.
Yeah. You know?
And now we have our own studio, our own office. We have three offices in our own home. Well, the bank owns the home, but we get to live in it.
Right.
So. And we have three more beautiful kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's such a blessing. So, Donna, that's so nice of you.
Well, I am so proud, Cheryl, to call you my friend.
Oh.
Well, let's tell the audience that Donna goes to Denver Bible Church.
Yes.
And she has helped out with her husband, Mark, at Bob and Yurt Live for a long time. Countless hours beyond measure.
Oh, they work so hard. They do.
It is our pleasure beyond belief. And I can't go to you without saying, Grandma Connie, I love you too.
Oh,
she's blowing you a kiss.
She just blew you a kiss. Thank you. Thank you, Donna.
Oh. Right.
My family loves your family. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And those guys are so neat. And their kids are so neat. They've got such neat kids. So just a fun family. And they've retired. Should we tell the whole world? They retired early.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better say early.
And so
they're young.
Yeah, they're very young, and they're retired, and they work harder than anybody I know, especially when they come here.
There's always so much work to do here.
Yeah. So, all right. Cheryl, where did the hour go? The show started, I was stuck in traffic.
Oh.
Now, pretty soon we're going to be out of time, but honey, I have to tell you that I just – it's really thanks to you I get to do the show.
Wow. Okay.
Because you keep our life together, our family together, the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we work hard at it.
Yeah. And
together
we
do it.
You know, we have a day job, right? Mm-hmm. I have a day job.
Right.
Well, we have the church and we have a business on the side.
Right. And our Bob and Yurt Live business.
And Bob and Yurt Live.
Right.
So. And then the kids.
Right. Yeah. There's not much time for anything else, right?
And a mother-in-law. Who's always here working.
Right. She's laughing.
Mom, Connie Enyart Sharon, she moved from New Jersey with her husband. They built a home three blocks from here.
Yeah.
Pops and Mom.
Very pretty. Yeah.
Isn't it a beautiful home?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Mom, that's the nicest home you've ever had in your whole life since you were a kid. I remember. Well, I remember from a certain point. But, and so... You know, and so many people come to visit us. Like in a couple weeks, we're going to have Dwayne and Melody from Indiana.
Right, right.
Come out here
for
a week and help.
See them. Right.
And volunteer and work. And it's just amazing. People come here and they help.
Yeah, when you come to see us, you work.
Yeah, what's with that?
I don't know. This is a working home.
What's with that? You know, if I guess if the show took in a lot more money, we would just hire people.
Right.
And then our friends and family could actually
visit.
Visit and be like friends and family.
Yeah, right.
Instead of like conscripts.
Yeah.
But we're so thankful to them and the family we have, the kids. Life is such a blessing.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it is. It's a blessing. We have a lot to be thankful for.
The work is huge.
Right.
Now, when all the kids are out of diapers, we have one left.
Yeah.
He's getting close.
Get close, yeah. Hopefully in a few months here.
Yeah. Then all the kids will be out of diapers. And so we have them from 1 year old to 21.
Right now, right.
1 to 21.
Right. Big span there.
Man, why did we do it that way?
I don't know.
And so I think it's a lot harder to put 10 years between two sets of kids.
Yeah. I'm saying this like I know what I'm talking about, but I think it is. Yeah, because you have to combine the older ones' activities with the little ones, and they want to go play, and you got to load up all three kids.
Older ones, they want to go play hockey, and the little ones want to
go outside
and drool.
Right.
And the schedules of the groups don't always mesh.
Yeah, it's hard.
But so it is difficult. But let me ask you this: is it worth it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah, having three little kids and the four bigger kids. Our kids are our biggest blessing on earth.
Right. They are.
It's just so awesome. And since they believe in God, they love God.
Yes.
That means we'll enjoy them forever.
Right. Right.
That's a long time.
That's even a better blessing.
It is.
Yeah.
And so we try to get other people to become Christians
mm-hmm.
so they could enjoy that also.
Right.
Why don't they all?
I don't know.
they're knuckleheads.
Yeah.
You turn away God's love through Jesus Christ. What's the purpose of that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just really weird. But people hate God. And they hate themselves, I think. Like Saddam.
Many times, yeah.
Eesh. And how about, Cheryl, how about that we were talking about the terrorist, the Sheikh, Khalid Sheikh, what's his name?
Mohammed.
Oh, yeah, Mohammed. But how about that bad hair day?
Man, I couldn't imagine my photo like that.
All over the world.
Oh, yeah.
He had a bad, not just a bad hair day, he had like a bad back hair.
Right.
His back hair.
He had that big old T-shirt falling off of him.
T-shirt falling off his... He had a bad chest hair day,
right.
Bad shoulder hair day. Man, he was a mess.
Yeah.
So hopefully he will, that picture will help discourage young Muslims from growing up to be terrorist losers.
Right.
But Cheryl, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, you're welcome. You've asked me to do what I said many times. On the show
come
anytime.
Come to the show.
Yeah, I never,
all right.
What would I say?
Well, then next time we'll plan it.
Okay.
We'll have a plan.
Yeah. I'm good at it now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're a natural. And my mother, too.
Your mom, yeah.
The show started, and I thought, oh, no, what's going to happen?
Silence.
And it was a lot of fun. Right. And you took a caller, and you handled them well. And my mother was right. Two centuries ago in this country, adultery was the death penalty. 200 years ago, and then the country got liberal, and now it's legal.
Yeah.
So that's a long way from... death penalty to legal. Boy, what a change.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
God bless you, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. What a wonderful wife I have. I only say that so I get food. We have the most interesting marriage, but also the most enjoyable, the most fun, and the busiest lives of anyone I know. Everybody's busy.
Yeah.
We're really busy. This is Bob and Yart reminding you to do right, give us a call, make a pledge, and risk the consequences.